The federal government gained 1 point in each of two important measures in the 2015 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. Engagement scores moved from 63% to 64% across government, and leadership scores moved from 50% to 51%. That doesn't sound like much, but those numbers may be a lot better than they look. John Salamone is Vice President of Federal Management Partners and former Executive Director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. And John, the reason that I say that is that after years and years and years of numbers going down and down and down, is it possible that it's good news just that they didn't go down, even though they only went up 1 point? Thanks for coming on today, my friend.
Good morning, Francis, and thank you very much for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to join you. I think definitely the administration is celebrating this year's results on the Employee Engagement Index and then the Global Satisfaction Index. The fact that the numbers trended up 1%, definitely statistically significant based on the number of people that participate in the survey. So I think that they are, I'm not certain they would be popping the champagne, but certainly celebrating that the administration may have turned a corner on engagement over the last year.
And considering that, other than the fact that we didn't have an actual shutdown and we didn't have actual furloughs, not much has really changed as far as the uncertainty that you and I and others in the human resources and capital community have talked about in the last couple of years. We're still sitting here today wondering what exactly is going to happen on Thursday, and yet we're seeing, it's very small, but we're seeing a very small amount of progress, John.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, it makes me wonder, is it one of those things that, you know, we can't control what Congress is going to do, and the federal employees can't control what Congress is going to do. But what they can control is how they feel about their jobs and the things that they do when they come in to work, and they show up and they want to do good work and they want to be satisfied and they want to help their fellow employees achieve an objective or a goal or a program, make some program improvements. Those are things that I think employees can control. And sometimes, you know, the noise, block that noise out if it's like a constant buzz. And that's what we've been hearing, you know, talking about a shutdown. Well, here we go again. Not much I can do about it, but what can I do on a daily basis to impact the mission of my agency?
No, we do need to slice down deep into these numbers, and we'll do that in the coming weeks and months as we see the various organizations that analyze these numbers do so for us. And we'll look forward to that. But as you mentioned, it's not just the engagement and leadership numbers that I talked about in the introduction. The global satisfaction numbers look, very slightly up, but up nonetheless. And that can't be anything but a good sign, I suppose.
Yeah, and the global satisfaction, again, what we're talking about here with the overall engagement index and the global satisfaction index, we're looking at about a subset of maybe 19 or 20 questions from the entire survey, which is about 85 items. But global satisfaction measures satisfaction with pay, with satisfaction with the job, satisfaction with your organization, and whether or not you recommend the agency is a good place to work. Now, it was 59% last year, up to 60% this year, but it's still down 7% overall from the peak in 2010 when global satisfaction was at 67%.
I understand that way of looking at it is not necessarily good news, but one of the things that you and the other folks that I talk to about these numbers tell me is it takes time to turn them around. Is a 1% gain significant as far as the time that goes between last year and this year? Because it seems like we just did this last year.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that 1% is significant and certainly something worth celebrating. I do think that still cause for concern. Let me kind of switch back to the engagement index, where we've got leaders lead. It's measured on three categories: leaders lead, supervisors, and then the intrinsic work experiences. We're still having a real challenge with the leadership of the federal government. And when I look at the measures that they're connecting the leaders lead to, there are six questions. And quite honestly, they're a little bit all over the map. Some of them deal specifically with senior leaders. So in my organization, senior leaders generate high levels of motivation. Senior leaders maintain high standards. But then there's a question, managers communicate the goals and priorities of my organization. Well, managers and leaders may not necessarily be the same thing. And then overall, how good of a job do you feel is being done by the manager directly above your immediate supervisor? Well, in some instances, the manager above your immediate supervisor may be a GS-15, not necessarily a senior leader of the organization. So I think we really need to dive down and look at how we are capturing and measuring and categorizing leadership within the federal agencies.
John Salamone of FMP Consulting, and you wrote back in July in Government Executive about some changes that may make sense as agencies try to demonstrate to their employees, we take these numbers seriously, and we're trying to improve your experience at the agency, not just jack up our Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey numbers. One of the things that you suggested is moving to a 2-year implementation cycle. And given what I just mentioned, that it seems like we just went over this a year or so ago, that seems to make a lot of sense in the context of the numbers that we're learning about today.
Yeah, most definitely. And like you said, Francis, I mean, I couldn't have said it any better. These engagement scores take time to improve. And if you're tracking the right measures, what you should be doing is putting your action plans together on a 2-year cycle. Agencies should really be considering that. And then at the midpoint, at the 1-year mark, check and make sure that your measures are still valid, your goals are still valid, whatever you're trying to achieve is still a target for your agency, and move on. Keep pushing the envelope to drive those engagement scores up to make sure that, you know, that 2-year implementation cycle is giving you time to demonstrate the results that you need for your agency.
What else should people be paying attention to? One of the things you cited in this article is a note from the Government Accountability Office, and your piece from 2012 with Richard Hartman saying that FEVS is just one thing that agencies should be paying attention to. So before everybody gets all excited about the numbers and wrapped up in the new Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey numbers, where does this fit into the portfolio of information that people should be using?
I think it is a major driver of the portfolio that agencies should be using, but I think we need to find better ways to connect other data sources like attrition, like employee and organizational performance, workload performance, internal and external customer satisfaction data. You know, if we have a program where you have low engagement scores and they are a very forward-facing, they're providing very forward-facing services to the public, do they have customer service data that we can look at as well? And then their customers saying, you know, we're not getting the customer or the service that we want from this program, and they have low engagement scores. Well, then we may need to attack customer service delivery. We may need to look at the way we're training and or hiring employees to come into that particular program.
All right. The attrition number causes me to think of something that I don't know if I've ever heard anybody point out in all of the discussion about the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. And that is because of the nature of the survey, and I don't mean to criticize the nature of the survey because it's really important, but it's only surveying people who still work for the government. And we've talked time and again about the lack of exit interview data that's collated in a cohesive, meaningful way. And so it strikes me that given that, we're not really getting the full picture, especially when we see what we've seen with millennials and the quit rate among them. We're not really getting the full picture if we only look at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. So I appreciate you pointing that out, John.
Well, yeah, most definitely attrition data and exit survey data will feed into any sort of engagement strategies that agencies need to examine, develop, and deploy. If you have millennials that are leaving in increasing numbers, figuring out why they're leaving. They may not necessarily be leaving for pay, but maybe they're leaving for recognition, and then they're not getting the recognition that they feel is necessary to help drive them to better performance or to drive them to want to stay committed to a particular mission. Or maybe it's just, you know, they wanted to come in, get 2 or 3 years of experience, and then go on to something else. And that may be okay for some agencies, and it might not be okay for other agencies, but really looking at that data is incredibly important, and bringing in other data sources to supplement the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey will help drive engagement.
John, great information and great insight as always. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Francis, thank you so much. Have a great day.